This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. President Trump is in Helsinki, Finland for his closely watched summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. John Huntsman, the U.S. ambassador to Moscow, spoke on NBC's Meet the Press about the summit.
The objective here is to meet, to put our cards on the table. There isn't a thought that there would be a reset or a redo. We've looked at past history. We have interests, they have interests, and it's a function of seeing where some of those interests overlap.
And appearing on the CBS program Face the Nation, Mr. Trump spoke about some of the issues with U.S. allies in Europe.
EU is very difficult. I want to tell you, maybe the thing that's most difficult, don't forget, both my parents were born in EU sectors, okay? I mean, my mother was Scotland, my father was Germany, and I love those countries. I respect the leaders of those countries, but in a trade sense, they've really taken advantage of us.
The Trump-Putin summit comes just after the U.S. indicted 12 Russian intelligence officers, accusing them of meddling in the 2016 U.S. election. The Ethiopian and Eritrean leaders in Addis Ababa marked the end of their long border war. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed spoke of the importance of forgiveness and said their reconciliation and his example to Africa and the world. Former Horn of Africa adversaries today declared their 20-year state of war over. Syrian government forces unleashed hundreds of missiles on a rebel-held area that's near the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights, and they did that on Sunday. The government's push came after it had secured control of most of the rebel stronghold in Dahra province. This is VOA News. Iraqis demanding better public services and more jobs, they took to the streets for a sixth day in the southern oil-rich province of Basra. Authorities put security forces on high alert and blocked the internet and the country's Shiite heartland. Protests came as a sensitive time for Iraq awaits for final results of a partial recount of ballots from the May national elections before new government can be formed. The elections, the fourth since the U.S.-led invasion that toppled Saddam Hussein, saw the lowest turnout in 15 years and were marred with allegations of fraud and irregularities. Generals from the United States and North Korea met there on Sunday to discuss the repatriation of remains of U.S. soldiers who fought in the Korean War. It was the last of the 4 points agreed to by President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un at their Singapore summit in June. Joshua Pollack is a senior research associate at the Middlebury Institute for International Studies.
This is important because the first point is the improvement of relations. The second point is a peace regime. And the third point is denuclearization. So, for example, when Kim Jong-un wrote a letter to President Trump, which President Trump tweeted out, it only referred to improvement of relations. It didn't refer to any of the other 4 points.
Yeah, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who was not part of the Sunday talks, said in a statement that working-level meetings between U.S. and North Korean officials would begin today. A suicide blast claimed by the Islamic State killed at least 7 people, wounded many others, happened in the Afghan capital Kabul, hours after a UN mid-year report warned Afghanistan suffered record levels of civilian casualties. Bombing was the second attack targeting the Ministry of Rural Rehabilitation and Development in just more than a month. A report in the New York Times says President Trump has instructed top diplomats to pursue direct talks with the Taliban in an effort to jumpstart negotiations with the militant group in a hope of bringing it into the 17-year war in Afghanistan. The Times says the move has been confirmed by several senior American and Afghan officials. Taliban has often insisted that it will only talk with the U.S. and NATO allies about ending the fighting, calling the Afghan government a puppet of the West. Ending his Grand Slam drought and overcoming a painful right elbow, Serbia's Novak Djokovic Sunday won his 4th Wimbledon championship, defeating South African Kevin Anderson in 3 sets.
I couldn't pick the better place, to be honest, in the tennis world to peak and to make a comeback.
It was the 31-year-old's first major title in 2 years. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.